I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Well, we want to talk about hoarders because we have a bunch of hoarder stories. And as you and I were talking just a second ago before we came on the air, a little part of me thinks I might have to intervene on myself.
Okay.
Because I think I might be a hoarder.
Not but specifically or just everything in general now or just one thing? Or
do you think you're becoming more of a hoarder as you get older?
You know what? I think so.
You don't strike me as somebody.
I love the purge. Oh, I love being a minimalist.
Because there are times I will walk into our office and I'm like, where did all the crap go?
Yeah.
Because you just take a Sunday and go nuts, right?
I will. I try and save everything that
we
need.
I don't care.
But,
dude.
But yeah, but I just.
But you can't do it at your own house?
I love purging everything in my house too, but I noticed that now that I'm getting older, I'm hanging out of stuff for absolutely no reason now.
Like what?
Okay, so I bought 40 bags of mulch.
Okay.
And I could have waited a month, you know, it's not time to mulch and stuff like that. But I went down to one of the box stores and I noticed they were getting kind of lean on mulch, the kind that I need.
Okay.
So I went home and went online and I probably only need like 20. No, I better get 40. And I needed them now, and I didn't want anybody else to have them because I have to have the peace of mind that I have this in my possession, and I'm not going to run out.
You can't save that for next year. It'll be all moldy.
It will. So
you've got to use it all.
I know, but I might have bought extra because I felt like...
Oh, you're a mulch hoarder.
Yeah, they're not going to make more, or they are. I'm not going to get enough, so I've got to make sure I got enough.
That's telling, dude.
And it's little things like that now. Yeah.
Do you keep... Because here's the thing that I've known about you. You're a dude who you'll go through phases where you're watching Trading Spaces or you're watching whatever and you're like, ooh, look at those cool giant chess pieces. And then you go online and you buy them or you go to like Pier 1 and you buy them. And then like a year goes by and you're like, my God, I hate those stupid chess pieces.
Yeah.
Do you keep them or do you get rid of them?
Most of the time, it's when I get to that point, get rid of them, throw them out, don't want them.
I hoard them. I put them all in my basement in case one day I go.
I got them in my basement.
You do?
Yes.
So it's happening to you.
A little bit.
Because you think, what if that style comes back and I want chess pieces again? I don't want to buy them again.
There it is. And you know me, my basement is nothing but these huge storage tubs. These Sterilite store looks like whatever.
It looks like coffins. It's
they
weird.
Do. I will go down there every 3 months and go through each one and pull out stuff and to throw away. And
you will. So,
yeah. But now,
you can't throw away your giant rook.
I don't know why. I know. I'm hoarding and I hoard the dumb stuff.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
This woman, was it a woman? I believe it was a woman. They found 30 dogs, 67 cats, a box turtle, and even a deer inside her house.
Yeah, this is sad.
Her parents live in that home. She's 54-year-old Alexandria Klochak. It was... All the animals were flea and worm infested. Many were suffering from hair loss. Rooms in the house were overpowered with debris and poo.
That's just sad.
Floors were saturated with number one soaked paper towels were all over. Oh God, this house is like one of those hoarder houses.
Uh-huh. They should make her have to live in that conditions for the rest of her life. Oh, but she probably likes that. That's why she did it.
Why? You know what it is? She thinks she's doing good.
By taking in all these rescue animals and,
rescuing animals is a very noble thing, but there's a limit to how many a person can handle.
Right, and she's creating more problems.
If you're not ahead of...
A deer, how'd she get a deer?
I don't know. The deer was probably just there hanging out waiting for other things. No, deers aren't cannibals, are they?
No, they're plants.
They're herbivores?
Yes.
Okay. Then I don't know why the deer was there. I'll be honest. The deer's just there to watch. He's just like, this is crazy.
It looks like you guys needed a deer, so I'm here.
Yeah, the box turtle. Looks like you're missing my species. So
I'm going
to
hang out.
Talk to some of my moose friends that are trying to send one over. So we want to talk about the fun side of hoarding.
Yeah.
If you're a hoarder, This is why I think it's an intervention on me. I don't think I'm a hoarder, but there's things I can't get rid of that I know I'll never have a need. We talked about it not too long ago. I have all my band equipment.
You do.
And I don't mean marching band. I mean stuff to play. I could play
you
Red
could play
Rocks tomorrow.
A big stage show because you got all the equipment. You got the fog machine. You got laser. You got everything.
And what do...
Because I don't see you as a nostalgic person. I don't see you as very sentimental all the time, especially when it comes to stuff. But do you think it's because if you get rid of this band stuff that you could, dude, you could, you're a musician every day. Just because you're not playing something doesn't mean you're not one.
You think it'd be me if I get rid of it, I'm giving up?
It's kind of not.
It's admitting, but I know it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. Because you said to sell this stuff to somebody, it's a very niche market too.
It's worth a ton of money,
yeah.
But it's worth a ton of money
to specific
to somebody who's touring stadiums.
There you go.
Like my guitar rig is like nothing you would ever need to play X Saloon. It would be ridiculous. You don't need it.
Why do you think you still have it though?
I don't know, because I'm a hoarder. I think I've always been a hoarder. I grew up poor.
And that's where everyone becomes a hoarder.
My wife is so not a hoarder. Let me tell you, this is the weirdness of when you have the poor person hoard gene. So she'll buy a runner rug that goes in front of our like island where our kitchen sink mm-hmm. is and everything. And, you know, that's where all your food falls on it and everything. And within a year, I mean, it's even vacuuming it or using a carpet cleaner on it. It's still just got crap on it. She'll roll that thing up and put it in the trash.
Nice.
I will go get it out of the trash and put it on a
wow,
shelf.
Wow, dude, because that's your poor
because
person.
Because it's still a rug that I'm like, if I'm painting somewhere, it'd be
sure.
cool to throw that down. It can be my throw rug. In my head, it's going to be, I'm never going to use it as its an intended original purchase
right.
or its purpose. I'm never going to put it, it's never going to see the light of day in front of guests. But what if my wife's car is leaking oil? I can put that down on the garage floor and the oil will drip on that instead of the floor. In my head, I've got a great reason for dragging that back out of the trash. But as I'm saying it out loud and thinking about the episodes of Hoarders that I've watched, I'm there, aren't I?
Kind of, because when's the next time she might spill oil? When's the next time? It's probably few and far between. But I can't knock that because that's my mindset too. Why throw? I could use this for something
else.
You
never know.
Right? But now it's just taking up space until that 3 years from now when I finally have to use it. I could just go grab a trash bag and use that instead.
But let me tell you what adds to the hoarder gene in me. Because then there'll be a day where we're cleaning the garage. And she looks at me, she's like, oh my God, I threw that away a year ago. Put that in the trash.
Oh.
So I throw it in the trash. Trash guy comes, takes it away. 2 days later, there's oil stains on the garage
floor.
And I'm like, dang it! That's a damn thing I held on to for a year!
Why did I listen to you?
That's exactly it.
Yep, I see that.
So there's a dude, to bring back to the lighter side of hoarding and what we're looking for, there's a dude who has 240 love dolls. He's a love doll hoarder.
It's like, what?
He spent over $100,000.
Jeez!
He's 61 years old, and he takes the dolls out for drives in his car.
Okay.
Or photo shoots in the mountains.
Okay. Whoa, dude.
And oddly enough, he's married. And not to the plastic. He's married to an actual woman.
Okay.
He even goes out and buys clothes for him. So he's a doll hoarder. If you're some kind of hoarder, this is the time to get it off your chest. Or if you know a hoarder, again, we'd love to have the fun kind where they just have a bunch of crap in their house, but it never like it fell down on them or they died from ingesting the mold.
Yeah.
None of the bad hoarder, but just the lighter side.
The fun.
If you got the fun side of hoarding, we want to talk to you. Sarah?
Yay.
Yay.
Who's the hoarder?
My husband is a hoarder.
What kind?
The amount of t-shirts that this man has is like ungodly.
Really?
And he cannot get rid of them because he used to work for a race team, so he would get all these like swag t-shirts from every race that he went to.
Yep.
So there's all of these t-shirts from all of these events from like 15, 10, you know, some odd years ago. There's holes in the armpits, there's oil stains on the front of them.
Right.
Like,
they're rags now.
Sitting.
Can
and
I tell you?
Get rid of them or use them for rags because it like holds on to that, like it's part of that memory that he has with that place. It's
the
like
way I used to hoard clothes, and the way I broke myself of it is I made myself hang every article of clothing so it has to be hung.
Oh, we tried.
So, yeah, and then what you do...
And you flip the hanger around, and it's a page. Yeah, no.
Flipping the hanger does it. So you flip the hangers around, right? So you have your hanger going off the back, and you hang everything flipped. So then when you wear it, you're like... You're like, oh, I wore this shirt. When you put a shirt back, you put it in normal. At the end of six months, whatever's not been flipped around, it's gone.
Oh, that's actually
because those are the shirts you wear.
Okay.
And the rest are like.
I finally took them all and I sent them to my sister-in-law without him knowing. And she made like a blanket out of them. So there's
built a blanket. That's smart.
Out of them.
Oh. So he'll still have it a little bit, but he doesn't have to.
He has the good stuff, and I finally have clothes in our dresser.
That was a smart play to like move it into like. Thank you for the call, Lisa.
Yay!
Hoarding.
Okay. Okay, it wasn't me, but years ago I worked as a claims adjuster for an auto insurance company.
Okay.
And so if it was like injury claims, I had to go take in-person statements. And I went to this lady's house, and you basically had to walking through the house almost like through a tunnel.
Oh, that's TV show kind of hoarder. Like everything stacked up so high, it's like tunneled out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I was just like, oh my God. Cause I'm more like Steve. I'm the opposite of a hoarder. I hate clutter and get rid of everything.
Yeah.
And then she had like caged like birds and like little caged animals everywhere.
What?
That's not good.
Yeah. And the weirdest thing was she wasn't like, you know, we made this appointment. She could have made it, you know, anywhere. And then she never said like, oh, excuse the mess or da-da. She acted like it was normal. And I'm just like trying to take her statement. And there wasn't even a table. I had to hold it like in my hands. And
oh my God.
What is, I don't,
thank you for the call. Is it her duty then to tell somebody like this woman's in peril? Call?
Yeah, because it was Kate. Yeah.
Janelle?
Hi. Hi.
Are you a hoarder?
I am.
What do you hoard?
Well, I think most parents keep all their kids' stuff and like clothes and school stuff. But I've been hoarding since I was little. I'm like almost 40 now, and I've kept every single report card from kindergarten, including like little pencils and stickers and like.
Because you never know when Google is going to want to hire you. And they're like, we didn't know what your kindergarten thesis was on.
Right. I kept books. I have like little notes from the teachers like, good job. You picked up.
Wow.
You still have all the crafts that you made back in elementary school, like pot holders for your mom or.
And books that I wrote that are like really ridiculous stories.
Wow. Yeah, you're a hoarder. Yeah. I mean, that's at least a memory, but you're kind of a hoarder. Denise?
Yay.
Hoarding.
Just one of them is high heels. I probably have about 300.
Whoa.
300 pairs of high heels?
Just high heels.
Yes.
Dang, Denise.
I know.
You need to seek help. How many do you need?
Not that many.
But what's your mindset, though, that they're going to run out, they won't make these anymore? Because that's kind of my mindset sometimes.
Well, I kind of have, like, different ones for different outfits.
Wow.
And different styles. I have, like, wedges.
Who has room for 300 pairs of shoes? You don't, like, you
have room for clothes.
Yeah, it's...
Well, currently, I kind of have those totes, and I have them underneath my bed because I really don't have room for them.
Dang.
Yeah, it's time to find the reverse hanger version of something to do with the shoes.
A shoe tree or something.
And get rid of those things. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.